Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron in the studio from the Sunday sessions. I've got Yana and Finn. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Thanks so much for having us on this today.
It's all right. Really glad to have you guys here. Now, the Sunday sessions have been going for about a decade, yeah?
Yeah, this will be its 12th year running this year.
But have you guys just this year taken over, like, organising all the gigs? Is that the story?
Yeah, we just started doing it from Labour weekend on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This will be our first season running it, taking the reins over from Andy Mack from last year, and previously Steve Reed, aka yeah. Jam and I, who ran it wholeheartedly for the last 10 to 11 years. Yeah.
So I presume you guys were fans of the Sunday sessions before this?
Big time. Like, me as an example, I came to Raglan like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And the first party where I went to was a Sunday session, literally, and the magic, like, literally grabbed me, and we wanted to bring this beauty back, what I experienced once in the past.
Cool. And where are you from, Yana?
Germany, originally.
From Germany. Are there things like Sunday sessions over there at a beachside town?
Oh, big time. Like, really.
I wouldn't say a beachside town, but yeah. Definitely.
I'm, like, definitely from the opposite. I'm, like, from the industrial, working class area, like... Yeah. But we have, like, open air parties at rivers and channels and stuff, yeah. Stuff like that. Similar, but nothing like that. This is really unique and special with Raglan Gut, yeah.
That's really interesting to hear that perspective, because we just take it for granted, like, the Sunday sessions every Sunday through summer. It's always happening, so.
Absolutely not, especially with the community vibe involved and people can come together.
So tell us about the community vibe. It's not just purely a certain age group.
Now we want, it's for everyone. That's the reason why we start, like, when not even the sunset hit, like, from 6 on. It's for kids, for families. Dogs can roll in and have a sit down and a yarn. order a slice of pizza from Piachi next door that gets delivered into the courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone is welcome.
Yeah, we have all sorts of things going on in the courtyard, just besides music and drinking. It's not just a party. It's sort of a community event. Especially for the first few hours of the event, we have all sorts of, like, games and stuff that kids can play, chalk and all sorts of things going on. You can draw all over the courtyard and just have a whole lot of fun with your family, eh?
Right. Yeah. So a lot of people might not know that, especially if they're newer in town. So how long have you been going, Finn, to the Sunday sessions?
Oh, probably since I was 18. So I grew up here. This has been my hometown, and I've lived in Raglan on and off my whole life, just apart from a brief OE in 2019 where I went over to Europe.
Yeah.
Backfired due to the pandemic, so I had to come home.
well done on your timing.
Got cut short, yeah.
How old are you, like?
I'm 27.
Oh, 27, okay. Yep. Yeah, my oldest daughter's 21, and she was the year they left school. Mm-hmm. It was like, here's your freedom, and then 3 months later, it's, oh no, you've got to go back home. So,
yeah, I've probably been going to the Sunday session maybe before I was 18, probably jumping the fence, I reckon. So I've been going for a really long time.
Don't say that.
That doesn't happen anymore, of course.
No, it doesn't happen anymore, of course.
Yeah.
But it's actually all ages now before 7 o'clock anyway. So,
oh, that's good.
Even the younger generation can come and sort of get a glimpse of what they might be in for when they are actually old enough to attend after dark, yeah.
Because that has always been a thing for Raglan, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. Just finding stuff for the teenagers, that gigs that they can go to. So
yeah, absolutely. I always struggle with it when I was a teenager, often didn't have much to do, it's definitely a bonus that kids can come and check it out and get a taste of what the music is like and the DJs and the vibe, and and sort of definitely inspired me a lot for what I do today as a promoter.
So how did it come about that you guys are taking over running the Sunday sessions this year?
Well,
how do you apply for such a job?
We didn't apply for it, like, I would say, like, yeah, Finn and me, we met like almost like 2.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then we started Finn was running parties. Finn was a DJ already established here in Raglan, and he was keen to start running another techno party, and then involved me as a head designer for graphic works and promotion, and then
so basically me and Yana have a music label together called Dark Faces.
Cool.
Sort of a techno and house label,
yeah.
Sort of primarily focusing on the darker sides of techno and house and other genres.
What does darker mean?
Sort of darker vibes, atmospheric music, you know, getting into the more grunty side of that sort of thing. Yeah.
And is it something, I was just talking to Harry Lyon from Hello Sailor, is it something he would recognise as a piece of music, do you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think electronic music is produced quite beautifully, and people often refer to it as the modern day classical. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I mean, to be fair, like, I was being slightly provocative there. I mean, it has been around for a long time. It was bubbling under when I was, underground scene when I was a teenager even, and it broke out in funny ways into the mainstream in like the 80s. So, yeah, definitely. And is it still evolving, would you say? Like, are there kind of new subgenres coming through?
Oh, definitely, big time. Definitely through the pandemic, I feel like techno had a revival.
Yeah.
Like, people were like so desperate, being locked up, and techno was always like, it's like the spirit of freedom and
rave culture.
The rave culture. So, that took over, and especially through like social media, TikTok and Instagram, the younger generations, they got hooked on it, and there's like a new wave of like a new generation of electronic music lovers. Like rising at the moment, and there's like a new sound definitely evolving, which is also like in combination out of like sounds from the past, like from the 90s and stuff, and you can hear that like pretty hard music, but also in combination like remixes with pop music culture today. So this is like, I don't know,
yeah,
definitely visible.
Yeah, so that's kind of like where our roots are based at, and what we've been doing for the last like 3 years together is with Techno in House and running our label, running our parties, running outdoor events, and running a lot of events at the Yacht Club throughout the last couple of years. And that sort of, how would you say, gave us the foundation and the confidence that we thought.
It's probably how we got the job in the end.
Yeah.
Sort of gave us the confidence that we thought, well, maybe this year let's approach Andy and see if he would be receptive to us running the Sunday session.
Right.
Yeah, and that's sort of how that came about.
Because was he kind of doing it by default because Steve was no longer doing it?
That's right, he stepped back, so he was kind of running it, but he has a lot on his plate, so we thought maybe it would be a good opportunity for us to step in and sort of start to tell our story through the Sunday session.
Yeah.
And Jana, would you say that is Germany the home of this sort of music with Kraftwerk? Does this all start with Kraftwerk?
You mean like the techno in general?
Yeah.
Nah, definitely not Germany. Let's go over to the States. It's Detroit.
Yeah,
like,
it started in Detroit.
But Germany got a different, like, created like a different sound of techno.
Yeah.
You know, like the more harder industrial, like, genre.
It definitely started in Detroit and then, Germany ran with it.
Yeah.
Made it theirs.
But yeah, I can say I've been grown up with techno, and this is my childhood music. This is like all the music in the 90s was techno. Like, this is how I've been growing up with. This is like the melody of my childhood, definitely.
Do your parents play it, or?
My mom, got definitely CDs still at home. I was listening to them last year when I was visiting her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely like a big part of our culture.
So what about this Sunday? Who are you going to have performing? It's DJs, isn't it, right?
Oh, yeah, we do have DJs this Sunday on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't always be DJs. No. We're trying to showcase a variety of genres.
Okay.
So we're looking, for anyone listening, we're looking for local bands, local DJs, local producers, local musicians who want to be a part of the Sunday session, reach out to us.
Right.
Looking for all sorts. But coming back to this weekend, we've got, Jana?
We got Dive Deep.
Yeah.
From 6 p.m. on outside in the courtyard. And afterwards, we're having Hermann Zeiss with a 3-hour vinyl set till 10. Mm-hmm. And then we're moving inside into the club. And then we're having Dive Deep another time for 1 hour inside. Mm-hmm. And then we're having a closing set from
DJ Jandal.
DJ Jandal, Matu.
Local DJ.
Okay. Local. Yeah. So you're getting DJs from all around New Zealand and also maybe from overseas? Any coming through?
Mm-hmm. So, for example, for this. This week's lineup, Dive Deep is Dave Guest, and he's based in Matakana.
Yeah,
but he's coming down this weekend to play sort of dub and roots. He's a really good dub and roots DJ from up north, so he's coming down. And last weekend we had Devinori playing inside the club. He's based in Auckland, but originally from Brazil and lived there for most of his life. And also this weekend, following Dave, we have local DJ and producer Hermann Zeiss, who's actually Chilean, but he moved here a few years ago. And so we're showcasing a variety of people from all over the world.
And actually, we've probably got a lot of DJs locally, haven't we?
We do. We're trying also to put every week like a local DJ on the lineup.
Exactly. We try to keep it local.
Like last weekend, we had for the Halloween edition, we had Chimsa on the lineup.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Matt Russell.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Finn, you have a DJ name?
I play as just under my own name, Finn Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But most of our bookings these days are as me and Jana play together as a duo.
Yeah.
Which is called Dark Faces.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hence for the dark techno.
Yeah. So we have a lot of bookings coming up. We sort of do the festival circuit in summer, the Underground Techno and House Festival circuit.
Yeah.
So that's coming up, kicking off sort of at the end of this month, eh? Rolls through to all March, pretty much.
So you're going to be trying to do that circuit and run Sunday sessions at the same time?
Trying to juggle it, yep.
We're going to give it a try this season.
Yeah. Well, you guys are young. You should have plenty of energy. You'll be right.
Yeah, we do.
That's good. So and what about plans for the... Do you have... Because, you know, you guys are coming in and you're fresh. And do you have ideas for evolving Sunday sessions this summer? Silence.
It's a really good question. We're having a break right now and having a
they're trying to have a
Well, I think this is like so this party which we took on from Steve, which is like a really like we're feeling really proud on like
I think the first
to be able to run it.
Yeah, I think the first thing for us with telling our story of the Sunday session was to sort of re-involve the community back into the event and sort of get them involved again and sort of start to let the event flourish with support from the community. Whereas by showcasing local artists, working with visual artists who come in and maybe do some like live painting and working with local food suppliers, we've just collaborated with Piachi Pizza, who are based down on Wineta Street, in the lane by Indies.
Yeah,
and they're making awesome... wood-fired, plant-based pizza. So that's like one aspect of how we started to sort of roll this season by immediately from the get-go, we're starting to involve the community in what we're doing. And that's sort of the vision we're trying to create for the session going forward. And, you know, Labor Weekend Day, our first one was a shining example of that. We just had a massive outpour of like local support from all the community. Everyone came down. I think we had 300 people.
There was something about Labor Weekend. It was nuts.
It was buzzing and in the best way possible. Yeah,
I came downtown in the middle of one of the days on the weekend. And I just about went straight back again. It was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
There's people everywhere. But I know for our local businesses, they've had a dodgy couple of years up and down. So it's nice for them.
Yeah, beautiful for all the businesses in town that weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all needed that.
Yeah. So we just kind of want to have a consistent weekly event where people can feel free to come down and hang out and just get involved as a community together. Have a boogie, catch up with your friend, have a pizza, have a beer or a soda, whatever you're into.
And also like just showcasing beautiful music.
Showcasing music, art and creativity. Yeah.
Yeah, and tell me for you guys, like, how did you get into DJing? Like, when did you start? And was there a clear moment where you started, or is it just grew as you grew?
Yeah, when I was a teenager, I was really into hip hop and rap.
Yeah,
and slowly I sort of fell out of love with it because of just some of the content in the lyrics was just a bit too much for me, and sort of the braggadocious like attitude and stuff. But I still really really liked the instrumentals, and then I'd all started at the Yacht Club, really, and I was going to the Yachty regularly, and the rap gigs and the reggae gigs weren't quite cutting it for me anymore, and I didn't really even know about techno and house until actually Andy booked DJ Hell. And DJ Hell is for anyone that's listening and they're into techno and house, DJ Hell is one of the pioneers of electronic music in Germany, and I don't know how he managed to come to Raglan, but somehow... He ended up on our shores.
And I watched him last year in Germany when I went home.
Right.
The super special. Yeah.
And that was it for me. I heard him and sort of everything changed. And then also one of my good friends, Chris Rayner, has been a massive influence for me.
Yeah.
You know, as growing up here, he's been running parties in Raglan for the last 10 plus years. And he's been really influential in how I've been, received electronic music and how I got into it. He actually... pretty much taught me how to DJ and sort of showed me how to do it.
He's definitely like gave me a really important part for our electronic music scene here in Raglan as well.
Given lots of opportunities to lots of the kids, including me, and taught us all how to DJ and, you know, showed us a different way, showed us a more conscious way to go out and party. Yeah.
How do you DJ?
How do you?
Yeah. tell us how to DJ.
Okay.
Yana? How do you DJ, Finn? Well, Finn is my teacher in the end. So he started teaching me like almost 2 years ago.
First you select some tracks, like a playlist that you might want to play.
Find the sound, what you want to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to hear?
Yeah.
What do you think what the punter wants to hear on the dance floor? And if you know what they want to hear, then you know what you want to play.
Yeah, and then you need some equipment. So you can have all sorts of equipment these days. You could DJ off off a mixing console, or you can DJ off like turntables with records.
We're not taking this one anywhere. This is really, Finn's just pointed at our huge mixing desk. It's,
I think I could DJ on it though.
I could. You don't want to take it for a walk though. It's pretty,
yeah, yeah.
You could just DJ when you turn on your radio and you turn on your like your phone or your TV and you try to beat match both sounds from each. Like
it's pretty much mixing two tracks together, two or three tracks together to create one sort of new track out of those two.
Yeah.
And then keeping it all rolling and keeping it going and not stopping. That's pretty much what it is.
They must have had bad DJs in Hamilton when I was in my 20s going to the nightclubs there. I remember this place, the Outback used to play.
Oh, yeah.
There was no beat matching. And you'd be dancing and then you couldn't dance because there's two beats happening at the same time. And I was
slapping.
Like,
yeah, it's poor Hamilton, eh? They get such a bad rap. They've got an unfortunately really bad techno and house scene there. And,
it's historical, Finn, yeah, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
I partied once in Hamilton. It was a party where you played, Finn.
Yeah. And even that wasn't very successful, was it?
It was a fun night and it was interesting music.
Yeah.
How much of it is like is reading the crowd? Are you being self-indulgent as a DJ or are you trying to work with the crowd?
This is always a good thing, Finn and me talking lots about this thing, like, you have to read the crowd as a DJ.
Yeah. Mm,
I think it's an important part to pay attention to the crowd and read the vibe.
Yeah.
But I think the main part is what you think, what is the right track to play in the moment for yourself and to deliver your sound and feel confident and deliver a good vibe and have fun while you do it.
If you play tracks that you really love, and that really resonate with you and you feel passionate when you play them out, the people on the dance floor can see that and I think they can pick up on that energy and that's actually more what it is rather than thinking, I know what these guys want to hear. It might be not something what I really like, but I think they want to hear it. It's not actually really like that.
Yeah.
And through like lots of sort of experimentation, that's how we've found. If you play music that you're really passionate about, that really resonates with you, like they can just feel that and that's sort of how it works, yeah.
Do you do that sort of DJing where you do like weddings and things like that? Or
I have never been asked to play on a wedding. I think it could be fun though. I can imagine doing that.
But I've played on a couple of my friends' weddings.
I've never done it.
It's more challenging because you've got such a diverse group of people in terms of their music tastes.
Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely.
Yeah. I was at a family wedding up north. Oh, it's over a decade ago. There's this guy called DJ Savage. And he sounds like really staunch and tough, but he just played a lot of Kiwi classics and a lot of 80s classics, and that seemed to work. It seemed to get everyone up.
Well, those
dancing
DJs are awesome too because it's also like just all about making the people happy as well.
Exactly.
And so if you're a wedding DJ or a bar DJ, it doesn't matter as long as you're making people dance and giving people a smile. Like that's sort of what it's all about because that's what music's all about at the end of the day.
If you love what you're doing, if you're passionate about it.
Yeah, you could be playing on weddings, nightclubs, wherever. It's like just if you make people happy with it, then I think that's what's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about just finding new music? Because there is so much music out there now. Like, I struggle with this too. Like, I don't even have much time to look for music, but I have to look for new music on the show all the time. And how do you discern? How do you know when you've got something good? Like, can you tell right away?
Yeah, definitely. When you hear the track and you get the goosebumps.
Yeah. I can usually feel it.
I kind of like put myself straight away, trying to put myself on the dance floor, being in the position of the punter. And if I get the goosebumps, then I know that's the right track. I have to play it. Yeah. They're going to lose it on the dance floor. But yeah, this is how I find new tracks. I don't know, like the feeling. But it's not like the source is always different. It can be anywhere. It can be like on different like websites like SoundCloud or Beatport.
Yeah, these days it's
like going somewhere into like a shop and then there's suddenly like a sound coming up and like, oh yeah, true, that reminds me of this track or from the past. I don't know.
Yeah, these days the digging process is a lot more digitally based.
Yeah.
Whereas like, you know, back in the day it was going to the record shops and digging through the records, so to speak, or digging through the crates. Yeah. But these days you dig through the crates virtually on SoundCloud and Beatport.
It seemed like harder work, but the fact that it was a little bit more limited kind of somehow made it easier as well, I think, back then.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think these days, your options are so vast and there's so much out there, it can be hard to focus in on what you're trying to find. So often when I'm looking for music, I like to have a gig that I'm working towards, so then it gives me sort of a specific type of music that I'm looking for, and that helps me narrow in the focus of what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's just too too vast.
you've got to apply a limit somehow.
Absolutely.
Like you say, have a focus.
Yeah.
Like when Finn and me getting booked for like a gig, then we might most likely sitting down and trying to figure out what sound do we want to create.
What
is our set time, and towards that we're gonna plan our set, or like we're not planning our set, we're planning the sound which you want to go for, and then we are most likely always like figuring it out and having the right tracks which are matching together and sounding good together.
So
just before we're sort of running out of time a little bit, although it doesn't matter that much, but can you tell us some people coming up through the summer? Have you booked quite far ahead, or is this a, like week by week for you guys?
Actually not.
we sort of keep the bookings under wraps who we have coming up, just to keep people excited. But a lot, we're trying to have feature like definitely locals regularly. So we'd like to have a lot of people might know Kyan, who is down at Ulo's. We'd like to have him through regularly. And other local DJs like Rainer, Dubsonic.
We definitely Gemini. Have to book Chimster one more time because we had a little Chimster. Power cut last week at the Halloween edition. So his set got a bit cut short for like 20, 30 minutes almost. So he's definitely getting another booking from us for this.
Did people hang around?
Yeah.
Because the website said it was going to be 2:30 in the morning when that came back on, I discovered.
Oh no!
But then it did. That was wrong. I think that was a computer guessing or something. I don't know.
I know. No, we had like so beautiful people there, and everyone was so motivated, and no one left. Maybe like a handful of people afterwards because they got tired.
Yeah.
But everyone stayed.
That's great.
Brought music in, speakers, and we all had a good time while the power was off and when it went on.
Yeah, we all just stuck together and just waited it out, and you know, within 25 minutes it was back on and we're back underway.
Oh, that's great that people stayed and like the sort of impromptu music from that.
I think that's what sort of reflects the vibe of how the Sunday sessions has been going already. Cause
such a community vibe straight away. People were backing up their vans into the welcome lane, music, opening the booth, turning music
bringing
on.
Speakers
we were,
in
everyone was just partying.
Everyone was pitching in and just getting together. And that just showed us a lot of how it's sort of going for us already, and we're super stoked.
There's so much support.
Yeah.
That's the vibe you want, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks to everyone, by the way.
Hey, folks, we'll be talking to Yana and Finn, who are organizing Sunday sessions from now on, and including the first two shows this year. And you're keeping under wraps for the future. But tell us again who's on this Sunday.
This Sunday we have Out in the Yard, Dive Deep, playing dub and roots, earthy dub and roots, followed by him and Zace playing a three-hour vinyl set with a lot of his own productions, so it's going to be a pretty special one. Following that, we have Dive Deep going back in the club again to play a bit more sort of energetic, pumping dub and stepper reggae. And then from 11:30 going through to 1 a.m., we have a local artist, DJ Jandal, a.k.a. Matu, who's going to be just playing like pumping, techno, tech house, all sorts of music to make you boogie. It's going to be a really good night. The weather's looking on and we're super excited about it. Yeah.
And you're like hoping to cover like all genres through the summer?
Yep, totally.
Even some disco for the older ones?
Yeah, on the 10th of December, I can't tell you who's coming yet, but we have a disco artist coming down.
Yeah.
And
can't wait for that.
On the 12th of November, we're doing a lot of dub and roots, and that's going to be a dub sort of bass night. So,
right, something for everyone.
Yeah.
And do you have a crowd that always turns up no matter what? Or is that you guys?
We had like our second party. I hope so.
Yeah. I think
there
could
will always be a crowd.
Yeah, we had kind of some regular faces already, but what's really exciting actually is seeing all the backpackers starting to come in again and seeing the town starting to kind of flourish again. Seeing those new faces is actually what it's all about for us at the moment. Seeing the community, the town become sort of vibrant again is what's been really exciting because, you know, someone that's lived here for the last few years, well, my whole life, it's to see it go in that trough during COVID and to see it come out of that and slowly start to flourish again is it's really awesome to see that.
Yeah, and then hit with a bang for Labor Weekend.
Yeah.
And so if people want to find out, keep up with who's going to be coming next, we're online, where can they go online to find out?
You can find us on Facebook and on Instagram under our Raglan Sunday Sessions.
Raglan Sunday Sessions.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think I've hooked up with that on Facebook, so I better get the because I try to keep
I feel like I invited you yesterday to our event on Sunday.
But we release the event weekly, usually on Wednesdays. And then we put up posters all over town. So you can,
see the posters.
Every week you can go downtown and have a look and you can see who's playing
and
what's going on.
I try to keep up with everything that's going on in town, but like this weekend's nuts.
That's a lot.
There's a lot happening this weekend, but I hope you guys have a good show on Sunday. Thank you. What time do you start? And it's all ages for a little while, isn't it?
From 6 to 7 for free, mm-hmm. $10 after 7, happy hour from 6 to 7, and we're closing at 1.
And they're all ages?
All ages till about 9.
Till about 9, yep. Okay, awesome. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks, Aaron, thanks for having us.